What is your first name?
Roy.
Roy. Roy, this line is for people who've had actual physical contact.
Absolutely. I spent 9 days with one from the 18th of June of 2003 until 26th of June in New Mexico, and I've been in contact with them ever since.
What is your, I'm sorry, what is, give me your first name again, please.
Roy.
Roy. Okay, thank you, Roy.
I also knew Kenneth Arnold.
Well, just slow down. You spent from 18 June through 26 June with an alien. How did that come to pass?
Well, it isn't an alien. They're extraterrestrials. We want to change your technology. They've been here since Earth, before Earth was formed. So they're extraterrestrials. They're not aliens. The aliens are the humans. They were brought here by ships, just like the previous men that was on the ex-military said ships would come in and take those of us, certain ones, away from the planet. That's true. But the human race was brought here from other planets after the Earth was flooded and cleansed.
You sound really sure about this.
Absolutely. I've been involved for 70 years, long before you were born, Art. The whole thing has been a cover-up from the government right on down to your door.
How old are you now, Roy?
How old do I know?
No, how old are you now?
70 years old.
70 years old.
And I got my first implant in 1940. I have 6 implants. And 3 of them are four of them are visible. The last one was put in on the 16th of August. By the ETs.
And this began how early in your life, Roy?
Pardon?
How early in your life?
1940. I had an implant put in my brain, and I can see any object that they take a picture of with their ship anywhere in the universe in color, and I am totally blind normally. One of the fellows that crashed at Roswell on July the 7th of 1947 was supposed to heal my eyes. He was from the planet Atlantis, but he got mixed up with the reptoids, so he's no longer doing much healing.
That's quite a story.
It's very true.
I mean, you know, a lot of people, Roy, would be in doubt of a story like this.
I've got the documentation on my website, but I can't give websites. I've been given worldwide broadcasts, and I've had them on with me. J-Rod is a brother to the one that I've been in contact with, which was very popular in the UFO magazine, the August issue, and I have spoken with him because he is no longer on Earth. He was very badly treated at Area 51 and other bases.
Yeah.
By the fellow that they don't know where he is. They used boiling liquid, they used hot electric prods on him, and all the technology that you're using right in your studio came right from Mercedes since 1947.
Well, all right, Roy, thank you. Listen, I don't know what you say about these things. He sounds so sure of himself, doesn't he? It is reasonable to look at our technological advance as a civilization and look at about that year and then look at the giant leaps we began to take. I don't know what to think of Roy's story. As a 70-year-old man. I mean, it runs the gamut from the very youngest to the middle age to the older people. They all tell very similar, very sure stories. These people don't sound in doubt. It comes rolling off their tongue so easily. Sure, I guess you can sit back and say, well, you know, the world is full of a lot of crazy people. Or not.